Eric Bollard, Andrew Breitbart's worthy left-wing opponent, dies at 57. By Joel B. Polak on April 6, 2022. Left-wing writer Eric Bollard, 57. A former Media Matters pundit who clashed frequently with Breitbart News founder Andrew Breitbart, was killed tragically Monday in New Jersey when he was struck by a train while riding his bicycle. NorthJersey.com reported. A Montclair bicyclist who was killed by a New Jersey transit train near the town's Watchung Avenue station Monday night was writer Eric Bollard, founder and editor of Press Run, a blog about the media, according to his wife, Tracy Breslin. Bollard, 57, was a veteran writer and media analyst and a frequent television and radio guest discussing politics and the press on CNN and CNBC. He was a founding editor of Salon magazine, a fellow with Media Matters, and a former writer with Rolling Stone and Billboard magazines. He wrote two books, Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush, and Bloggers on the Bus. Breslin and Bollard, married for 29 years, have two grown children and are longtime Montclair residents. The 6'4" Bollard was a familiar figure around town on his daily runs, and he loved to bike through town in the evenings, Breslin said. Bollard worked for the George Soros-funded Media Matters for America and became a repeated foil for Andrew Breitbart, who caricatured senior fellow Bollard as an archetype of left-wing political orthodoxy. Bollard gave as good as he got. Sometimes the insults were crude, personal, and hilarious. Despite these acrimonious exchanges, Bollard offered condolences on Breitbart's passing in March 2012. Bollard's gesture was a contrast to the reactions of others on the left, including Bill Maher, who smeared Breitbart as racist. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.